Hello, everyone. You're tuning into the Vox Cascadia podcast with your guys, Chuck, Tyler, and Connor. And as you may have heard over the weekend, there was a bit of controversy regarding some plastic female doll action figures, whatever you want to call them. And of course, we're going to break it down for you here tonight, talking, of course, about the one and only Mattel Autistic Barbie. Chuck, is Tyler coming through for you at all?
No, Tyler's not expected.
Tyler was suddenly extremely quiet again. You're all good.
Welcome to Technical Difficulties, the podcast. We spent the first like 5 minutes of the show trying to get Tyler's mic to actually work.
Now,
there we go.
Weird.
All right. Yeah. So, Autistic Barbie, how do you guys feel about it? Is it a cash grab or is it finally proper representation for autistic people?
Probably a cash grab.
I mean, it seems like they did a decent enough job from the article I read. They like teamed up with an autistic representation group to like try and make it, you know, appropriate for like a Barbie doll and like what you might see in an autistic person. Mind you, I don't know much about that, but hey, it seems like they did a solid attempt. And I guess they did it's like the third doll they're doing for representation. I guess they did kind of like a deaf Barbie or something the other day, or like a little bit before this. And then I can't remember what the other one was.
Okay. So Autistic Barbie has, for those of you who haven't seen, has headphones and a fidget spinner.
And a communication pad. I'm not sure what exactly it's called.
Yep, absolutely.
But so. I saw a lot of Twitter discourse, which is, as you all know, the internet's public forum to discuss important things. And there was a lot of people saying it was good. There was a lot of people saying it was bad. It was very interesting to see some people's fan mock-ups, which just looked more like this is a Barbie that's just into a specific fandom versus necessarily being autistic. I mean, so now I think the real solution is we need to have Mattel make a Warhammer Barbie because, like, you know, there's a lot of overlap between those groups, apparently.
Absolutely. Would that be like Warhammer Ken, though, which would then like
autistic Ken?
He's a
figure and a painting
instead of a fidget spinner. He's got a paintbrush and a little like Gundam figure.
He's got a Gundam figure, yeah, and then like some of the goggles,
secret ones that Jeremy's got. Yeah,
absolutely. So, did you just call Jeremy autistic?
Well, no. I just meant he's got those specific magnifying goggles and. I'm very jealous of those because I definitely...
They're called sexy gogs, Connor. Get them right.
I can't get on Jeremy's level yet of sexiness. Someday I hope to achieve it.
That's difficult. Let's be real.
He's a good-looking dude.
Jeremy is a handsome dude, you know? I remember where was I? I was somewhere with Jeremy, and, like, this girl was, like, fucking swooning over him. She was, like, laying it on, and he totally was oblivious. And I was like, oh, man, you didn't even notice that girl was into you. And it's happened a couple times. Like you'll be somewhere and they're just like, whew, you know,
it's because all we're thinking about
pulled a Connor on that one.
Well, what could you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, he's happily married with a beautiful wife. So, you know, absolutely. You know, but like it's hard not to find Jeremy attractive. He's like very tall. He's got beautiful hair, handsome jawline, you know, handsome man.
He's a talented dude, like amazing painter, makes like knives and
good style into cool stuff. He's an artist like. You know, I maybe have a little crush on Jeremy.
Yeah, like, I bet he reads feminist literature in his tote bag, and he does it non-performatively.
No, he already read it all. He doesn't need to carry that around anymore. He's familiar with it, so yeah.
Well, I'm hard for sure. Just thinking about Jeremy. So,
well, sorry, podcast, you guys. We're fangirling about Jeremy, one of our coolest community members. So
Tyler's if you're watching the video, Tyler's recording this from a utilities closet, it looks like.
Absolutely.
It looks like the mail room for my apartment. Like it's weirdly similar, honestly.
Okay. You know, I'm all packed up in my office. We just got like a little bit of other stuff to do. My office probably had the most stuff out of the entire place.
Well, yeah, it's because it's all your plastic crap is.
I mean, like all of my hobbies. So you know, we're excited. We got to finally tour the place Friday.
How was that? You were telling us that like you signed sight unseen and
like I said, that's how it is these days. Sight unseen, you know, you sign the lease, you kind of look at the photos and you go, yeah, this one has the amenities I want for the price I want in the area I want. And you go for it. And so it's really nice, you know, it's like that vinyl flooring throughout, which like, so we're going to have to get a lot of rugs. to make the place a little bit warmer, but nice layout. Should have a really nice office space, and like really, it's got a long backyard. It's like really narrow and long. Like, it'd be really good to play.
Same right here. Long backyard, if you know what I mean.
I've never actually been in your backyard, Chuck.
That's actually a long backyard.
This one's pretty narrow and long. I think it'd be good to like play catch in.
You can take Connor out there and throw the ball with him.
Absolutely.
Here you go, sport.
There is a reason I was on swim team, all right? Like, I have no hand-eye coordination, but I'm really good at holding my breath.
How can you call yourself a gamer if you have no hand-eye coordination? That's all game.
I get carried by my friends, and we have a running joke that I have map knowledge because I'd spend a lot of time looking up the strats that pros do, so then we could try and replicate it in, you know, like bronze 3 of Counter-Strike. And it went okay sometimes.
Okay. Heck yeah. I think that, like, especially at those lower tiers on like Counter-Strike and stuff, silver especially, it's its own meta. You know, people are doing their own thing that is nothing like you would expect.
Trying to replicate it, unless you're like actually a five man, is still so impossible because it relies on like, here's where people sit 90% of the time. But if you're in silver, people are running around with like PP Bisons for their, you know, fourth rifle buy. So it's just chaos. And all you can do is hope to work together with your teammates and hope the enemy team is more toxic to one another than you guys are toxic to each other.
100%. So that's classic Counter-Strike experience. Yeah. So.
But speaking of toxicity and the real reveals that happened this weekend, there was a Warhammer preview show. And it was honestly a pretty good one. There was a lot of cool stuff. Really good one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the highlight of the show was Lady Custodes, though. You know, like, they are some.
So did the internet. Model.
Yeah, absolutely. The internet loved it. If you guys didn't see the discourse, people hate it because no girls allowed. Yeah. No girls in my treehouse. No girl allowed. If you feel that way, if you're listening to this podcast, fuck off. Just plainly fuck off. Get out of here. You listen to the wrong podcast. Show me some models. Show me anything you've done in the hobby. It's worthwhile if you have that opinion. Okay.
We need to get like the sound effect.
Tag me directly, and then we'll have a discourse about it. We'll have some people grade your mold lines. Nick's
Nick will destroy.
Nick on standby.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Nick's like, I get to make fun of someone's mold lines and put them down for being an incel. Let's fucking go.
Absolutely. So if you don't like female custodians, you're probably an incel also. So we'll go there. They're fucking beautiful models. You know, the only complaint you could have is that you're like, I don't think they did a good job with the paint job for women. And like, that's valid. They like suck at painting women generally.
It's just the one, like the shield captain's face. It's
the
a little
sculpt was just a little odd looking, or maybe the paint.
I don't think it's a sculpt. I think it's a paint job.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they did the same face paint job for all of them.
You know, actually, I do have one legitimate complaint. I'm annoyed they haven't done the Terminators because those will come wave 2. But as a lifelong Custodes fan, as we all know, I want to pick up the full range of models, but the Terminators are going to get like shifted in like a year probably. So I don't want to buy any of the cool looking Terminators.
You can't buy jet bikes either.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about the jet bikes.
Like now's not the time.
Yeah,
bro.
I guess I'll just get a bunch of the Dreadnoughts.
So you got to buy like 2 of the boxes now to have what, like 8,000 points of Custodes.
Oh, right? Jesus. So for
$300, that's 8,000 points. You'll be painting 15 models. Custodes is very efficient. And then from there, when they release the next boxes, you just pick up those. It'll be Terminators and jet bikes, right?
Or maybe they'll do like a pseudo Sisters of Silence like wave, because Sisters of Silence, like, the one thing that actually sucks is like they haven't gotten anything, so they're gonna look really sad. And at least for Heresy, their army got decimated with the new edition, so I'm hoping that they get their own proper wave, kind of like the Skitarii just got for the Mechanicum. So that way at least Custodes have wave 2 and wave 3 of their factions coming soon, so we know those are on the way in theory. But that's going to be a lot of points. The fact that we're getting all those tanks in plastic is
that tank in plastic
insane, because those things are huge.
Although I do wish I had one of the resin ones now, you know, like
I mean, Tyler, I'm sure we can find you a cheap Chinese like 3D printer.
One of the Chinese ones.
You don't want one of those $20 Chinese bricks of resin.
No. You know, like there's some good people out there that do good stuff. You know, I'm not going to say anything specific you know,
it's Chuck. He's got a
Tyler. We would not endorse going.
No, we would never. Yeah.
Especially on the podcast where we're trying to get the fucking
absolutely.
Cut all of this. Just bleep all of that.
All I'm saying is, these people that can do good work out there, but there's nothing like the original.
Yes,
you know,
and we would buy nothing but the original.
That's all I've ever purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually do have a whole like three resin guys I need to order soon. So GW, give us that sponsor money because I want to build some Imperial Fists like a little bitch.
I love the fucking resin stuff. I think it holds paint so well. Like it just like I don't know, something about it. Just like the sharpness of resin like versus plastic is just like there for those crispy details.
See, that's one thing that's interesting, speaking of resin and completely ignoring the topic we're going to talk about, is people always talk about undercuts in plastic and why it's you can do that with resin, but that's not doable with plastic on a sprue. Do you guys know what that means, like, at all?
Yeah, nope. Basically, it's, like, the sharpness of the angles. You can get, like, way sharper angles with, like, a resin cast than you can with a plastic one.
Plastic molding. You know? Okay, because I hear it a lot, at least in regards to Heresy, for like the studded shoulder pads and like the stuff on Mark V armor. And I'm like, I don't know what any of these Reddit comments are meaning, and I've done Google, but Googling anything right now, especially niche shit, is just the worst AI overview, and it's awful.
Just add minus AI.
I do, but even then, it doesn't turn up a lot of results because it's just such a weird niche in the first place, probably.
Yeah. I just use DuckDuckGo because I'm not going to let the man track me.
All right, Chuck. Well, you got me there. You're more woke than I am. I'm sorry, internet.
I'm too lazy to go to DuckDuckGo. Google pops up.
Yeah. I need DuckDuckGo to have their own like Google Chrome equivalent, and that like I try and use it, but you know it's
yeah. I'm gonna tell you guys. I switched to Edge recently.
So you've been edging.
So you're edging.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like how we.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Nice.
Fuck you. I don't.
And the reason is that Google blocked a lot of extensions. Such as uBlock Origin and HTTPS everywhere. And I think that those are pretty essential on the internet.
Let's be honest, Tyler. You switched to Windows 11 and you can't figure out how to get Edge to stop loading, right?
You're right.
Yeah, Windows 11 sucks, huh? I haven't done it yet, but it seems like I should have.
You should.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, like, unless you got like the Windows 10 like extended coverage one.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, I don't even know what I have.
You need a new computer anyways, Connor.
I need like parts of a new computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we're going to have to build you something that still uses your RAM with those current prices. So.
No. Well, I got to wait till the AI bubble. I keep seeing stuff that like by 2027, they're going to be like $1 billion in debt. I'm like, thank God. Hopefully we can buy RAM for a reasonable price again.
Yeah.
Oh, they're already not making. They're not making money. I heard.
Oh, I know that. But I just
if it doesn't get an infusion of cash in like a year, it's going to be out of business.
That's where our tax money is going to go. I can already see the future. It'll be great.
Because they're paying taxes.
Well, we were going to talk about the reveals. So, as you all mentioned, there was a reveal show, and I want to do. So, have you guys ever seen the thing on the internet that like every model is a Necromunda model?
Yeah.
So, I want to do that with the reveals for Kill Team. So seeing if we can shoehorn every single reveal into some sort of Kill Team. Now I say we go from the start of even last edition. We can use anything even from the start of last edition. So Classified, maybe even like Compendium, you know, go way back since we're old school, you know?
All right. So,
we'll start with the we're on the Warhammer community page and we're just like New Year preview page.
Red Corsairs, right? Top.
Red Corsairs. Top. Amazing fucking models, by the way. Like as a Blood Angel fan, I'm again hurt. Yeah. Hey,
I'm so.
How about
sorry.
Your fucking robots? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I'm getting my robots. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, incredible models. I think.
I know you love Battleclade, right?
I'm talking about actual robots. You know, I'm one of like the 12 people that plays Heresy in the world. So I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
So we had Huron a couple weeks ago, so we're not going to count him.
Yeah.
We'll pass on that.
He's got his whole retinue though.
Yep, absolutely. So we got the Doctor there. He was revealed a few weeks ago, so we'll skip him too. But the next one we got the guy with the big axe, you know. That looks like either the guy from the Skin Taker from Nemesis Claw, right? Or
Butcher? Legionary Butcher, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Easy peasy. I mean, as far as, like, if you were to build kill teams out of all the Red Corsairs, you could easily do anything Space Marines, basically, right? You could do a killer AOD, Angels of Death, or you could do, I'm sure you could do Nemesis Claw pretty easily. You could do Legionaries even,
too. This is just the new Space Wolves, because you have the Medic. Yeah. You have Huron being the guy with the lethal four power weapon. The Executioner, actually, Space Wolves don't have, like, a direct equivalent. But the wizard guy is your sorcerer, and then the alien and the dog are the wolf and just I don't know, the sniper or something.
Yeah.
I mean, like that actually translates surprisingly well with little conversion work.
It does, you know. Yeah. And then like the rest of like the Raiders, you know, and
Marine team.
That's any Marine team, you know. Yeah. It's just like any Marine team. It's really good. Really good sculpts. I like the mix of the parts, you know, a little less chaos. We got some fat boy representation that isn't gross. you know, I like that.
I think my favorite is the Mark 6 guy with just like the bolt gun pointed down and the beaky helmet, and then his buddy who's throwing the smoke grenade with him. Like, that's just a good looking duo right there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's really good. I think like the guy with the power fist, the blown off face, like Terminator style.
Yeah,
like, you know, like that guy is like fucking.
Yeah, he's got like kind of the old school version of the Mark III armor, which is nice. Like the plastic kit that's now out of production.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's nice to get a Chaos power fist that isn't like mutated power fist, but just kind of a nice clean looking one.
Yeah. Even the chosen ones like pretty gross.
Yeah, they all have like really warp infused hands, which like, you know, looks cool, but if you don't want warp infused stuff, it's hard to find. That doesn't read immediately as like normal loyalists.
I like that the one guy like with the weird fucking forehead that's like pointing the bolt pistol.
He's got like the like war paint or something.
Yeah, he's got the war paint, and then there's something going on with his forehead. Mm. Like
he's got a little bit of that Gene Stealer like,
yeah, ridge. Absolutely. I can't quite tell, but like I like that he has rings on. Did you guys notice that?
Like, that shit, that's sick.
You know, like
he's got a lightsaber too.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Oh yeah, the sword. Oh wait, yeah, like the scope or something.
It's a scope, I think, but it looks like a lightsaber. It
definitely reads it's a lightsaber at that angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that one's easy. So I mean, these, but they are super amazing sculpts. Yeah. Like, I am wildly jealous, pissing him off. Actually,
I like to think that he killed the Jedi. You know, like, and that's like a trophy. Like, yeah, I was like thinking he's all like fucking hot shit. Oh, the other guy with the chainsword behind him also has a ring on too. I love that little detail on
this. Yeah, that's fun. How big do those rings have to be? Like, cause like that's going around a power gauntleted hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think it's an actual ring?
It's just a cock ring.
Do you think it's just like a like pretend on there?
I think it might be like an orc ring, honestly. Like, they killed an orc because like orcs have big hands and they have jewelry sometimes.
No, I bet they have a jeweler.
Probably. But like, it's more fun to imagine it's a battle trophy or something. I'm trying to think like what would have rings that big.
All right. I'm going to throw out a hobby challenge right now. Okay. Kit Bash, the jeweler for the Red Corsairs, and posted in our Discord in the hobby challenge section. This will close when the Red Corsair kit comes out, okay? And the winner, I will buy the Red Corsair like Raider box, like
sold. Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shit, so, I better work on that then.
Yeah, I got to get on that shit.
that is it's going out here first.
So are you guys Chuck and I eligible, or is this
Yeah, you guys, it's open to everyone. So you have to post it on our Discord.
So wait, kit bashing.
I want to see the jeweler,
the guy that makes
the person who made the rings.
Yeah,
or absolutely. The Red Corsair. Okay,
the Red Corsair's jeweler. So that is non-combatant NPC. So that is what I want to see. I want to see people's take on it, what they can do. Finish project. You can't do a full diorama, but you do like a plinth. You know? Okay. Like display base. That's what I'll accept for it. So I want to keep it like small and kind of limited. But I want to see the jeweler, who makes all the jewelry for the Red Corsairs.
The person who makes the Red Corsairs bling.
Yep, absolutely. So
nice.
War is eternal, but so is drip.
Absolutely.
All right. So, speaking of people with some drip, let's move on to the Prince Uriel and the Eldritch Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eldritch Raiders. So, Corsairs got a whole new box set
for a bunch army of army now almost.
So actually, so in this though, it's basically the Corsairs box. So I think they would work really well as Corsairs.
Whoa! Yeah. No way, man! That's crazy.
Actually, I was telling Connor, I was telling Connor that he should play Blades of Cain because I feel like they would fit the kind of the play style that he wants.
Yes, I want to be able to mix and match guys, and they seem good at that.
Yeah, and I think actually this Corsairs box would be really good for it. We talked about it a little bit. So you take the Wing Boys, whatever the hell they are.
No, that's Vespids. Wing Boys are Vespids. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I think you do the Wing Boys, but you just don't have the wings and they're Howling Banshees. So they represent the Banshees because they stand up a little higher. They're all standing on like tactical rocks. Maybe you just leave the wings off even too. And then we were saying Rangers, use Rangers for the what are the Shooty Boys? I can't remember the name of the Shooty Boys.
Avengers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you could just run with the Corsairs. You should have enough in this box, right? Build out two sets of Corsairs, one Shooty, one melee.
Yeah. But I think that would be a good, and then you just paint them basically like paint them a little different so you can differentiate them.
Yeah. My plan is likely to just use the Rangers because I really, really like the cloak look that they have. I just like cloaks. Yeah. Cloaks are fun.
Cloaks are cool.
Yeah. So I think you can make a really cool Blades Cain team. Oh, I do, Tyler. I like the idea of running Vespids with those guys. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't think it'd be like too much work. You may have to throw in some more of the range
extra weapons. Arms and stuff, but yeah, it shouldn't be like impossible.
Yeah, I think you throw on like the guns from like the general Corsairs like that are left over.
Yeah, shuriken rifles and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got a bunch of Vespids that are Eldar instead. So I think that'd be sick as fuck. And Vespids are pretty cool right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd portray like the fast and shooty aspect of Eldar, you know, and still they're kind of deadly in melee, you know, but not great. Yeah. They had no guns.
So what do you use for the drone though?
Use I don't know. Ooh. Like a
they got those little weird like elf rocks that come with them,
and those turrets. Absolutely. Maybe I don't know how big the drone is compared to the turret.
I think you could mash a turret maybe like into a weird drone.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah. So, I think if you were to do Blades of Cain, that Uriel model would make a super good Dire Avenger Exarch. So he's got the
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I've
seen multiple edits with Yu-Gi-Oh over his face or Yu-Gi over his head.
I like that he's kind of mewing. It's kind of giving that
like the Rizzler, you know, look.
Like, yeah, like the fucking like look smacking. Like,
yeah.
He's like, look at my jaw. You fucking monkey will never have a jawline like this. We'll exterminate you now. You know, like, it's very that to me.
So, moving on from.
Oh, actually, sorry. One last thing. We were talking.
I said moving on.
I'll take 5 seconds. And the fourth image of the new Reavers, I like the one with the little bandana over his mask with the gemstone in the center of it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a cool dude.
Yeah, we were talking about cool bits on the Space Marines, so we have to have a cool bit on the elves. Otherwise, people will say we're Marine focused. We are, but
yeah,
yeah. So next, we'll go to the Maelstrom, right? Like, which is the next?
Well, Maelstrom is
just books. There's no mod.
That's just books. Yeah,
we got a couple battle forces we can play with.
Is there battle forces in there?
There's the cool Drukhari one, Votan.
And so for Leagues of Votan, that's really the one I want to talk about. Drukhari, you do Drukhari. Hand of the Archon. Easy peasy. But like the Ironkin, it's got the tall boys.
They're
so dumb looking in Death Watch. Like easy peasy. You know? So we're just and anyways, moving on. We got the
Death Watch that skipped leg day. I hate those models so much.
Fucking for real.
I've never seen maybe it's one of those ones where I need to have one in my hand.
And it kind of clicks.
And it'll kind of click, but I've never liked those at all. So
I mean, like, I think that there's like some cool bits in them. I want a set to like cut them up and do stuff with.
The like, guns they have are really cool, but I'm like curious what they'd look like on the scale of like a Tau battle suit. Maybe it would be pretty neat. I've seen a lot of people kit bash them up to make like a Titanfall mechs.
I think they'd look probably cool with like stealth suit legs and then like the torso.
Ooh, that could be neat.
You know, maybe a different head, some different arm. I think there's a lot to work with there. So,
All right, moving on though. We got the Ossiarch Bone Reapers. How do you? So this is an Age of Sigmar box. So how do you? What kill team are you gonna? Are you making in this?
We're doing Mandrakes with the Mortis Reapers. Easier to identify what they are. Mandrakes, like fucking. Honestly. This is better than Mandrake. Mandrakes.
That would work good. I was going to say Kroot, honestly. A lot of the poses they have, both the Reapers and the guys with the bows, like their legs and just general shape kind of reminds me of a Kroot.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And I think they could be like, that way you could have, it's, you know, another Xenos faction almost, but, you know, that isn't like a real one.
I think that'd be fucking sick. Mm. Mandrakes and...
I didn't see those Reapers. Those look fucking cool.
I don't think I saw the Reapers either.
I don't remember that in the show. I didn't really pay attention to much at this part. I was like, Sigmar is fine, you know, but I'm not a big Sigmar guy, so I kind of like tuned out a little bit then.
Yeah. Next, we'll go on to the Age of Sigmar stuff, right? We got Disciples of Tzeentch. That's like easy for a Warp Coven dude, right? Like easy peasy. Or you could do it in like Legionary. You could do it in, what is it? You do as like a leader of a cult.
People really like those pillars.
Oh, dude, I love those pillars. I'm going to get like fucking, I don't know what, two of them come in a box. I'm getting three boxes.
We're going to have pillar team now.
Those are going to be the objectives, you know, suck it. You don't like it too bad.
I don't like it because it gives me a little bit of the one that's like opening up to show all the like sinew of flesh between it. It looks like something out of Dead Space and I hate it. Triggers just a little bit of that, like, I don't like looking at this.
For real.
They did a good job making it look gross. I don't want to look at that anymore.
They're so cool. I think it's like one of the coolest things they've released in a while. And then.
So I got some Lumineth in there too, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, that guy's pretty cool.
Guy looks like a Corsair leader or just any of the Blades of Cain, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So.
Do Blades of Cain out of them? What comes in that box that you could do?
The Battle Force? The Battle Force.
That's a Battle Force, yeah. So you got Archers in there, so that could be your Dire Avengers. Mm-hmm. Looks like they got some guys jumping around. That could be your Blades of Cain or your Howling Banshees.
Uh-huh. Are the Lumineth the underwater elves or no?
No, they're the high elves.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, you do like the guys with the long swords, they'd be the Howling Banshees. Mm-hmm. You know, like, or striking scorpions and jumping around. You got the banshees, and then you got the archers for your thing. So,
you know, this is even the guys holding the spears. Kind of, you'd be like, it's a gun spear.
Gun spear.
I mean, that's not out of the ordinary. Like, I can imagine harpoon guns in 40K. There's got to be a faction somewhere that's used that at some point.
Yeah. For real. All right, moving on to
our new favorite game.
Our new favorite game. This is going to turn into a Blood Bowl podcast soon, Tyler.
We're a fantasy league now because apparently Chuck and Nick both decided. I just apparently hold this power over them to make them buy stuff. And I didn't realize that.
I'm into it. You know, if you guys want to do
Blood Bowl. It's a great game. We had a lot of people excited about that in our chat.
You know, I'm not against Blood Bowl. I only have positive things to say against Blood Bowl, other than it takes 18 hours to play a game.
That's what I watched the Mountainside Tabletop like demo thing, and I was like, wait, so there's like eight activations
per
you activate your, eight, per half you activate your entire team potentially eight times unless there's like turnovers and stuff.
Well, that's the thing is you don't activate your entire team most of the time because at some point you're going to fail a dice roll. So it could be on the first time you make a dice roll, it's on a three up and you roll a two and you don't want to use a reroll. That's your turns and you've activated two guys. So it can be very quick or it can be very long from what I understand.
Yeah. I think that Blood Bowl generally runs kind of long.
It feels longer than Kill Team, definitely.
I think it's like I've played 3 to 4 hours generally. You know, like I'm familiar enough with Blood Bowl to play. Like I said, I played a lot of the computer game.
Yeah.
And it's
slam that mic, Connor.
I hit my pop filter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love these models, by the way. The
they're good ones.
The fucking dragons.
That's the one complaint about Blood Bowl. A lot of their models are very old.
Yeah, I mean, like they're all getting a refresh. Like we're getting to the, I think in the next year and a half, 2 years, we should see most of them refreshed.
And all right, so how do you use
beautiful?
How do you use the High Elves as a kill team?
Fucking Blades of Cain, you know.
Everything's Blades of Cain.
We got to find something else.
It could be also Corsairs, easy with some arm swaps.
What about Breachers?
Ooh.
They got a lot of armor.
Depending on the scale of how tall these guys are, that could work pretty well. They're
a little tall. Because they're like High Elves. They're like big boys.
I think Blood Bowl is like a slightly different scale than like 40K. Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's a little larger.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of using them as like armored or honestly even oh my god, what's the it'd be hard to find the bits, but like Rekka's in a weird way. A lot of these guys are very like up in your face poses, like the guy in the dragon and with the lion around him. If you could find a way to make a rocket launcher in their arm, I could see them like maybe instead of rockets, grenades. So they're just chucking grenades at you like a Rekka would.
You do like Gormongers?
Yeah, those too.
Gormongers would be good.
Yeah.
Or like, what about like, I mean, Felgor even?
Felgor would be really good. Ooh, that's a great shout right there. And then for the next one, was it only the High Elves?
It was only the High Elves they showed off.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, they were just playing against the Orc in the
preview.
So.
So then we
had that cool animation trailer.
Cool animation trailer, and then Custodes. So I think these would be really good in a Talons of the Emperor kill team.
That's controversial.
What?
To stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Maybe Rekka. You know, give him a 5-up save. Like that's very custodial, right?
Yeah, that's very very custodial. So.
And then we got tanks. That doesn't really mean anything, but like
what do the Kroot save? Not Kroot, the Vespid save on 4s or 5s?
Fives, I think.
Damn, I was gonna say the flying ones, the Velitaris. What are these called?
Venatari.
If they saved on 4s, you can maybe say it's because they are not as armored as custodies, and that way they could be Vespid, but saving on 5 feels weak. But you know,
yeah. I mean,
maybe they're just
save on 2s.
Yeah,
normally with invulnerable 3.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's kind of like, you know, I think custodes should stay at a kill team. Like
you've never mentioned this before.
No, I never
heard that.
I think the custodian should stay in kill team, but it's one model and it's that tank because I want that tank.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Like you know, it's just
the Telamon dreadnought.
Just a tank.
Just the Telamon dreadnought. He activates 6 times each turn. You know, so
I mean that's a fucking cool dreadnought.
I still think it's been brought up a million times. You do the what is it, Tyler, when they get too slow for protecting the Emperor, what do? The Watcher or
Eyes of the
Watcher?
Emperor.
Yeah. Eyes of the Emperor, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it should be if it's gonna be anything. Like it should be one custodes unarmored, getting a bunch of fucking weirdos. That'd be sick. You know?
So like Inquisition, but instead of bringing 6 guards when you bring one unarmored custodes.
You bring in a custodes and like his like black carapace, like a lightly armored, so like 3 up in normal or whatever, you know. And then what's it called now? I still call it invulnerable. Everyone still calls it invulnerable.
Ignore piercing?
Ignore piercing.
Yeah. I don't even think it has really a name.
I mean, this is still this. Yeah. They haven't.
You know, and then it should be. Yeah, he should have like just a bunch of fucking weirdos, like cool dudes, though, like more capable than the normal. So.
So then we had
tanks. Let's see.
Tanks, yeah, that's good. That's
a
display or that's terrain. Yeah.
And then we got some Iron Warrior previews, which is interesting. So to me, it looks like we got a Warp Smith for those first two, right? That's what I see there. Maybe like a Terminator Warp Smith or something. Okay, first three. Yep, and then we got a shoulder pad. That could just be like an upgrade, or it could be like maybe we're getting Iron Circle. 40K. Okay, then we got the exhaust.
What's Iron Circle?
Iron Circle was like Perturabo's personal bodyguards.
Yeah.
They were like automatons or Cybernetica.
They were the Domitar, but even more cooler.
Mm-hmm. Way cooler.
They have a big ass shield. Here you go, Chuck.
Big ass shield and big ass hammer too. Let's see.
here is, it's currently only in resin, and someday I'll get it in plastic and I'll be a happy boy. God, I just hit the pop filter again.
I need to order those.
Pop filter doesn't do much when you just slam into
just slamming things around. I'm welcome to the slam.
Again, this is why we didn't win the Golden Globe. So
sorry. But I want to use the Iron Circle guys like a demon prince someday. But I don't want to pay like $150 for that in resin. I'll just wait till the plastic kit comes out because I know it's coming.
Okay. We got shoulder pads, so maybe first four. That's like a new Warp Smith, right?
Maybe even just an upgrade sprue because they did it for the Red Corsairs and
Or maybe just like a Iron Legion Iron Warrior squad. And then from there we got the big things on the back, and then we got a big claw and another big claw there, and then a foot. So what I think two of them are is I think it's a Defiler. That's what those exhaust packs are, and that's what that first claw is. And then I think we got a Mutilator claw there. Then I think we got a Mutilator foot. Or maybe a Chaos Terminator? Like an Iron Warriors Terminator of some sort?
Like a character, kind of like how they give all the like Imperial Fist a character and the Iron Hands. Yeah.
And, well, they also gave like a kind of like a captain, right? To the...
That's what I mean. Like how they all those Legions got at least one character.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
or all those first Legion chapters got a character or two.
It was who is it for? It's the Reeve captain.
The White Scars got theirs. Jetpack guy, the jetpack, or for the Raven Guard, Salamander's got Adrax, I think.
So
whatever.
I think that may be what we're seeing there.
I think Defiler and Mutilators make sense. Someone showed the Defiler artwork that's in the CSM Codex, and it's got those exact same exhaust pipes on the back, so that feels like an almost guarantee. And then Mutilators would make sense, because they're like one of the few old kits that hasn't yet come over to modern sculpting. They're old.
They're so old.
They don't even sell them anymore in the store old.
Absolutely. You know, I think that it may be like a dual kit with like the Soul Grinder. Too, if we get the Defiler.
Oh yeah, that would make sense. Hell, maybe realistically it could be Mutilators and Obliterators in the same kit, because Obliterators are still monopose with the Venom Crawler, so they might finally be getting a dual kit themselves for the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which would be nice, because it's annoying when you have to buy like a model you don't need, in theory.
I mean, like, you know, if anyone I actually would like a couple Venom Crawlers if anyone needs some Obliterators and they don't want the Venom Crawlers, hit me up. So I'm not actively looking, but like, you know, if a good deal comes across,
it's plastic's plastic. We all got
we can swap. Like, you give me those, and at some point later, you're like, oh, I really want this, but I don't have it. And you're like, I'm like, oh, well, I've got it, because I've got a lot of stuff, you know. So,
well, that is hypothetical kill teams, but this Monday, today we're recording this on Tuesday, yesterday, and today
we got the announcement.
We got the announcement.
We're no longer a dead game, you guys.
No longer a dead game, and although we don't have anything announced, that's, you know, we don't have a roadmap or anything after that.
After this box,
absolutely,
this last kill team box ever. You hear it here first.
Absolutely, yes. That's why we're pivoting to Blood Bowl.
Yep. GW sent specifically us three a letter, and we're revealing it here live for everyone.
Yeah, it was a cease and desist, but but we did get some we got some rules, and so a little programming note. So Tyler, as we've talked about, is moving, so Tyler's not gonna be able to join us next week, but we're gonna bring on Disregarding Dice himself, Zach, and the rules will be out this weekend, and Zach is gonna pour over those, and we're gonna go into the sisters a little bit next week. So we got some previews of their rules. You know, as we do, we got that like couple rules. So let's talk about the sisters just for a minute here. So it sounds like they're going to play interesting. It sounds like if you do stuff, you can be inspiring, and it gives you severe on their weapons. So if they incapacitate someone with wounds of six or more, they become inspiring. If they perform a charge before it moves, they become inspiring. So, and then they basically get severe for their weapons, but they also have like a martyrdom effect. So sounds like you kind of want your ladies to die.
They drop a frag grenade when they die.
Yep. So no, it's not Call of Duty.
Martyrdom.
Yeah. But martyrdom, if they're inspired and they die, you can choose a couple different things that happen until the end of the game. Somebody within 6 inches of them gets to choose a couple rules. So they can get an extra APL until the end of the battle, and they can get ceaseless till the end of the battle on their weapons. They can heal themselves, or they can do an immediate charge or dash, and then closer to just have to get closer to whoever died. So looks like they're going to be 2 APL across the board, probably. The leader's 3, I guess.
Yeah.
6-inch move, 3+ save, 9 wounds. And
I hope they're all 3 APL, honestly, though.
Well, and we already know that they gave us the one card. The Incendiant Mortis Sanctus is 2 APL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. They're sisters. I feel like they should be 3. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they got ways to get 3. So yep, you know, yep, sure. If their friends die, they can.
I mean,
the
sergeant, it seems, is going to have 3 already based on the description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, any thoughts, gentlemen, on what we've seen so far on the new sisters?
Neat.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of auras to manage, also.
Yeah.
So, you know, right up Zach's alley. So.
Yeah, 3+ saves, nice. So power armor. Mm. You know, solid, we actually have power armored sisters.
Thank God.
I'm really looking forward to seeing some paint jobs that are not the
Order of our Martyred Lady.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not that they're bad. The heavy metal team does a fantastic job, but like it's not my favorite. So
yeah.
Also, 9 wounds across the board potentially is kind of nice compared to 8, especially with a 3+ save. That's a decent profile like against chainswords and stuff too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely, it's just past those breakpoints on a lot of teams, you know, especially 3+ saves. It's pretty good.
It's gonna mean if you want to put them down with a plasma shot, you're probably gonna have to overcharge most of the time, which for some teams can be a little bit of a risk.
Oh man, plasma these days.
Yeah, don't get me started. Sad. That's so sad. Stupid.
Make plasma great again.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Make plasma threatening. I want it to be that it just kills whatever touches. I understand that it might not be healthy. Who cares? It's a giant molten ball of plasma.
I think that maybe it's like just a little too negative right now to go hot, right? It's not worth the reward. Maybe we bring back AP2. Maybe we bring back 1 wound. But maybe we don't bump the damage up to where it was before, you know, let Melta have that place still.
Yeah. So like I said, Zach's going to be on with us next week. So we'll talk a lot more sisters next week, but, Connor, your new meta team, the Murder Wing, we got some rules for them too. So they've got jump packs, and, it's interesting because they actually have jump packs, but they can do a thing called boost where they essentially can, sounds like they can basically fly
as long over as they're not everything
under, as long as they're not under a
vantage.
Mm-hmm. And, but you could actually, with your move, you could move out from under the vantage to get out, and then you could do a boost to use the rest of your movement. So that's kind of nice. You don't have to pay a CP like the stealth suits.
Nope. Suck at stealth suits.
Yeah, that's fucking lame. Although stealth suits are quite good, you know?
It's the non-space marine tax right there. How dare you play anything that's not a space marine? According to Reddit comments, that's all Games Workshop cares about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because Reddit is the place where the pros...
Where we go to listen for reasonable and honest opinions.
Absolutely. You know... Hey guys, I'm really worried about the new teams. They're really overpowered. It's really going to destroy my local meta. You know, I'm a high level player. I've never played at a major tournament. You know, I have a lot of opinions. Yes, it's just 2 people in my entire area, me and my person that I play in my garage with. But this team's going to fuck up my meta because it's overpowered, you know, and I'm just going to bully my buddy all the time. You know, what should I do? So, that's Reddit for
get
you.
Good. There was actually on Reddit today, there was like a get good post.
I did see that. I was laughing at that too, because it was just amusing how much it was just people yelling at each other. It was great.
Yeah, I read the first, like, I didn't even get through the whole guy, the guy's whole post, but it was basically like, why do you suck? Because you don't, you're not managing your threat range, and you're not, you know, your priority activations and stuff. I was just like, I just kept scrolling. So,
You're like, I don't suck. So, not for me.
I just, there was, I think at one point he was like, yeah, I used AI to write this post, which was very amusing.
That's always going to, it's, people love it when you use AI to write shit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially when you admit to it. And like, maybe AI is just sticking that in because they know that no one who uses AI to write their post for them like reads.
So we've got the boost feature. So it sounds like that's going to be pretty nasty because they're going to be able to essentially they can fly as long as they're not under something.
That just means they can get over mines, and I'm happy about that. No more dealing with mines. No more dealing with razor wire. If I want to charge you, I can't think. I don't think you can boost while charging, but I can at least get over your decharging utilities pieces.
Yeah. And then we did get one profile, so the Murdering Curse Claw, Bolt Pistol, 4 attacks on 3, 3, 4.
I'm a liar, sorry.
Range 8. Mutated Claws, 5 attacks on 3s, 4, 5 rending. If they are incapacitated during a fight action, you can strike on death. And then they can also snatch. So they can fly over you and grab you, potentially grab your model. Yeah.
So.
This curse claw.
God, it's such a fucking ugly model. I hate this fucking model. Like, some of the models in this box, like, I don't know if the heads are necessarily an improvement from the old Raptor kit. We'll have to see when we get it into our hands. Because I'm a little on the fence about some of them. Like, you know, like, they're just not as dynamic as the old ones were.
Well, the curse claw has, like, an open mouth.
He wants to lick you.
He's fucked. He's fucked.
He wants to lick you.
Like, he's so bad.
I like him because he's a little
weird
freak.
Skinny legs.
He just gets leg day. You leave him alone. He's this is why he snatches people, because they're mean to him, and he's just been bullied about his little mutated body all his life.
Someone should bully him. He deserves to be bullied.
Oh, poor guy. I'm sorry, Murderwing Curse Claw.
Yeah, like, you know, like, the guy with the fucking, like, he has, like, this face. It looks like a fucking cartoon. Some of these are, like, are comical, like, in the way that they look. Like, I'm not sure that they're an improvement over the old Raptor kit, which, like, had some, like, pretty fucking sick-ass heads, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, at least they're not women. Okay?
Yeah. True.
Right, yeah.
We, no, dang it, this... Did I tell you guys my New Year's resolution?
Is, like, look at that. Like,
to be misogynist?
No, it was to be no more ironic misogynistic jokes, because I do it too often. And it's now at this point in the American culture, people aren't doing misogyny like as a joke, but like legitimate theory and like thoughts. So I have to stop doing it because I don't want to be associated with them, you know? Like, when I started doing the jokes in high school in like 2013, Obama was president. We solved racism. Obviously not really, but like, you know, woke was everywhere. Obama. Yeah, we solved wokeness. It was great. And so I was like, oh, Connor's being funny when he says like women shouldn't vote. Ha ha, because I'm clearly being sarcastic. But then 10 years later, people started taking it as a serious idea. And now I can't do my old routine anymore. So
Connor,
really suffering here under misogyny. I think this is the rise again.
This is what cancel culture really is. Connor can't make
misogynistic jokes anymore. Ironically,
I had a tight 15 minutes of just misogyny jokes that I can't even do anymore.
I hate my wife.
Bullshit.
No. But that is part of my New Year's resolution, is to stop doing those jokes. I'm like, this is going to get bad.
There's so many like moments out of the dialogue that you just had that I just want to clip out.
This clip individually.
Where you're just like, I hate my wife. And like, you know, yeah. I'm just going to send that to Sierra.
It's just like Connor's the real boomer here.
Yeah.
You know,
Sierra just sent me a frowny face on Discord. So I'm pretty sure she just heard me say, I hate my wife. But none of the other stuff, so I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah, no,
but any, she said you hate me with a like a crying emoji. Oh, I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Connor's canceled.
All right, we love you. Good night.
I love you. Anyways, the rest of the Murder Wing, that the Snatch, really cool. I'm curious.
Don't worry, you ain't getting any anytime soon.
Yeah, so. after these comments,
God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Yes,
Snatch is really cool. Could they have named it something else? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Grab, pick up.
But they're British, you know. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's a British term.
Yeah, it's a guy.
They probably thought it was like really, really funny. They probably,
Connor, have you ever seen Snatch?
The
movie?
No, I have not.
I don't like Guy Ritchie movies. They're like fucking long and drawn out. Nothing fucking happens. And
he's got all TV
Guy Ritchie movies right happen now. All the time. Like shit happened. Like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
I have seen one Guy Ritchie. Oh, I've seen a couple of these actually.
But I think Layer Cake was Guy Ritchie too.
Yeah, I think that movie's just like really slow. It's just like, oi, we went down to the place and we got some, you know. It's just like fucking, yeah.
I can't even remember Layer Cake. That was Daniel Craig, right?
Oh yeah, it was.
That's Harry Potter. Tyler, you might not like Guy Ritchie, but he gave us a discombobulate meme from Sherlock Holmes, so that makes everything else he's done totally worth it.
Okay.
Oh, he did. Yeah, did he?
He did the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes. Oh,
those were so entertaining.
Those were pretty fun.
I don't know if they were good.
He also apparently. Oh, he did Aladdin 2. Apparently, the live action one.
There was Aladdin 2 live action.
Oh, or no, it's coming out. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. It's somehow apparently coming soon.
By Guy Ritchie.
He's
doing Aladdin live action.
Yeah, he might have done Aladdin 1. Yeah, he did Aladdin 1.
Wait, Aladdin 2? Aladdin 2.
Guy Ritchie did Aladdin?
He did the live-action Aladdin in 2019.
All right. So just a lot of Cockney in it, and it just doesn't really fit?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just knew Will Smith was the genie in it.
No, Matt, no.
It was, come on.
Guy Ritchie was not Layer Cake. That was Matthew Vaughn. It was kind of, but it felt like it, I think.
I think it felt like it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. No. Yeah, Guy Ritchie was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was good. Snatch was good.
Yeah. I think the best, it's like Transporter, like the original Transporter. That's what I think of when I think of British cinema.
It's not even British.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. It's got a British
It's got a British guy. So it's got a British guy. Yeah, you know, the classic British film, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, like Doctor Strange doesn't talk with a British accent. So
Tyler, that's new Tyler lore. Tyler just associates any movie that has a British actor as a British film.
No, I mean, if they talk with a British accent and they're like the hero, it's British. You know,
Connor, have you seen Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
I've not. No,
you should go watch it. I'm curious if it holds up. Because it came out. What year were you born again?
It came out the year I was born. When it came out. It released 22 days before I was born.
What year were you born again? 98.
I was a freshman in college.
Oh, wait. Hold on. When did this come out? On one thing, it's saying 98. Another thing, it's saying 99.
Nah, I think probably, it came out VHS.
Oh, okay. Or so it came out in a film festival in 98. Came out to most theaters in 99.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should go back and watch it. And then also watch... Watch that one and tell me what you think.
You know, it's the worst when you go back to watch a movie. You're like, oh, this movie is so good. And you got to watch it again. And you're like, oh, man, this movie fucking sucks.
Oh, this is the movie that got Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Like, big? Yeah. Well, this is a great movie.
I thought it was The Transporter. I thought Transporter.
No, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was the one that made him.
Jason Statham in his film debut. Debut.
Okay. And you got Vinny Jones, who was was actually a British soccer player before that.
A former footballer, Chuck. Come on.
We're in America. Gulf of America. Our new territory is Venezuela and Greenland. And then soon the 52nd state, Canada.
What's for the 51st?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they keep it on the 52nd state for some reason. Yeah. No, probably Venezuela or Greenland.
We're skipping it. Puerto Rico's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Have you guys had a chance to check out the narrative rules for the? No,
I read Tyler.
We should do that for. We should do that for the next tournament for the Valentine's Day tournament.
It
we should
seems neat.
Play on that.
You can shoot through the holes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, like, if we have the layouts, you know, which we will. So
there'll be six of them. So I mean,
well, this comes out on the 7th, I think, and so we'll have the box. Hopefully, I'm gonna try and get one to be a prize for the tournament, actually. So, yeah. Although I guess it's a team tournament, they can split it. Fuck them. So.
Get two boxes.
No, you get one box and you have to split it. That's real.
That's romance.
Yeah.
You know,
that's romance. So, and you got to do like a Lady and the Tramp kiss with it too. So
yeah, absolutely. Both of you stick one side of the box in your mouth and then
like in the middle.
Don't worry about
that's,
it.
They're going to have to eat like half a box.
Sorry.
I don't think you people want to win.
This isn't my fantasy, and I haven't hired Connor, a Fiverr artist to illustrate.
Okay.
Connor, do you have something against eating box?
No, God, no. I'm just confused how you're going to fit a Warhammer 40,000 kill team box in between each other's mouths.
Listen, if you have to ask. It's not.
I mean, honestly, like if we do get the box, we just have we're 100% getting a picture of the winners. Like we'll have somebody hold the box up and the winners will like kiss the box from each side. And that'll be the Lady the Tramp moment.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, all right, gentlemen. I'm excited for the box. Actually, I was going to talk to you guys. So I'm trying to decide. I've acquired a little bit. I think I want to maybe kit bash this entire team. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about doing like, it's going to be, I'm thinking Death Company for the Murder Wing. Cause I feel like that kind of fits it. I think I'm going to pick up a box of Sanguinary Guard for that big spear.
Yep.
I'm going to get, I've already got the box of the Jump Pack Marines. Although I used two of the Jump Packs on my Death Watch.
I have an Assault Intercessor box. If you need it, Chuck.
I've got more Marines than you could possibly manage. So something just fell. I heard that too. So,
Tyler will be right back, maybe, unless he's getting broken into. In which case, this podcast takes a bad turn.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be like one of those things where somebody gets like, what's it called when they swatted? Yeah, Tyler's getting swatted right now.
Swatted when we're not even live. That'd be very interesting.
We're live, Connor. There's a whole audience.
Hello, studio audience. How'd they get in my house?
What was that, Tyler?
Pizza pan fell off the stove somehow.
Mama mia.
Probably a cat. We got three cats, so
yeah. Oh, that was another big hit. Subscribe to our Patreon so then you can see the post show and how it ended last week. It was a great one.
Like we got someone showing hole. Chuck
there was full frontal hole.
There was butthole on it.
It was definitely Chuck showing hole.
Yeah.
It was me, my
not this Chuck,
a different Chuck, so. Chuck that you get to see if you subscribe to the Patreon.
This Chuck, right here. Ooh.
Oh, he's in right the here. Kill team box.
She's in
the kill team box.
Yeah,
she does not look happy with this.
No, she doesn't like that I picked her up. She's very happy to be on in this box. Chuck is just what she goes by. That's not her actual name.
What's her actual name?
Charlene.
So. Charlene.
Yeah, but like she doesn't like to go by that. That's, you know.
Isn't that the song or the girl Dolly Parton sung about?
No, it's Jolene. Jolene.
Whoops, my bad. Yeah. Sorry, Dolly.
You know, that was her government name. She's kind of like a stud. You know, she used to live like a life of crime. She's known as Miami Chuck in her previous life.
I'm going to start calling Chuck that from now on. Chuck, you got to change your Discord name to that.
Miami Chuck?
Miami Chuck.
This is Miami Chuck, my cat.
Miami Chuck Jr.
Absolutely.
Start rocking the pink V-neck T-shirt with the white jeans. Blazer.
Yeah, and get frosted tips, please. You look so good with frosted tips, Chuck. Oh, okay. Full 90s.
Terrifying.
If we get 200 Patreon subscribers, Chuck will do frosted tips. So
we're only 180 away. So
yeah, absolutely.
We need everyone to subscribe now. I will start picking at everyone's.
There's a $1 tier. There.
So. That's not that much money to see Chuck frosted money. Tips.
So 200.
We don't have a $1 tier.
What's the conversation tier? $2.
$2
tier. Barely any increase.
Yeah. So you know, we know that around 200 of you listen to this every month, maybe more, on average. You know, and so if you want to see Chuck frost his tips like Guy Fieri, at 400, he'll even do his beard. So, you know,
yeah, sure, okay,
absolutely,
I'll do that.
$2 a month to see that.
Well, I'm going to have to get on every other Kill Team podcast and be like, guys, please, absolutely. I need you to advertise, not like CritCon or anything important we're doing, but something far stupider that's even more important than all
that. I mean, like, that's the real stuff that matters in life. Am I going to create, you know, a whole bunch of bot accounts on Patreon to boost our numbers for 1 month? Maybe. Maybe. You know, if I have a really good month, it may happen. You know, we can't guarantee that. But you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/VoxCascadia_podcast. Right?
Nope. No underscore.
No underscore. Just Vox Cascadia Podcast.
Just Vox Cascadia Podcast. This is my favorite. This is my favorite part of the show.
Tyler's trying to remember the proper name.
Yeah. You know, but you can check me out at Lowbrow Mini. So you can check.
Nope, that's not where you're at.
On Instagram, yeah, I am.
What do you mean that's not where he's at?
No, you're just gaslighting him.
No, you're just being a bad person, Chuck. You can't be doing that. Do we have anything else?
Oh, his microphone went out. Uh-oh. Yeah, all right. So patreon.com/VoxCascadiaPodcast at Spanaway on everything.
At Lowbrow Minis and at...
Painty Cave Minis.
And yeah, there we go. I was going to say Pepper Minis. I'm like, that's not close. That's the place to make goldfish.
And if you're watching this on if you're watching this on YouTube,
it's just Tyler
beating the shit out of his microphone. And
thank God me and Chuck aren't bleeding from the ears now. Oh, he muted.
Yeah,
me.
No, I mean.
Your mic's muted.
Nope,
now
still not Tyler. Working. Yeah, no, you're. Yeah.
Your mic's muted, so that.
Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Wait, it's this.
Now there we go.
Nope,
now it's back off. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. We truly appreciate each and every one of you for dealing with our technical difficulties.
Are we back?
You're back.
Okay.
We've been here the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
The whole time.
I've heard you guys the whole time. Luckily the banging on the mic didn't work. I don't know what suddenly caused it to stop. We love you. Good night.
We got to plug our tournament, dude. We got a double tournament on Valentine's Day.
Why
is it on Valentine's Day? Because Tyler. Because
you got. I was curious about that when you announced that. I was like,
I don't know about dates.
I threw out some dates for Tyler, and Tyler's like, "How about the 14th or the 23rd?" I'm like, "All right, let's do the 14th." And then we get the date. We talked to Board Bard and Curtis and
no one mentioned to you guys, "Hey, that's Valentine's Day."
Yeah, I knew it was Valentine's Day.
Why didn't you say something to me?
You didn't say anything, Chuck.
Yeah. You're the one who made it a fucking. You're the one who chose the date.
You didn't check, like, hey, just a heads up. That's Valentine's Day, Tyler. So there might be a little bit of a confusion for a lot of us.
I mean, you know, what's better than spending time with the nerds you love than, you know.
Absolutely.
Not having to sleep on the couch.
You can get laid on
Saturday. We're also not like, we're not selling. Yeah, you should be done in time to go out and do your stuff.
Yeah, it's only three rounds, but it's at Board Bard. It's a doubles tournament. If you bring Tyler, are you gonna switch it up?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of concern about playing three teams on there, so we're gonna make that optional. You can play three teams.
Got to play at least two though, right?
Yeah. We'll do two.
Okay.
Unless you can bring major resistance, but
you can bring as many teams. You can bring as many teams as you want. You just got to play at least two different teams. So, yeah,
absolutely.
And
you got to decide before you get your pairings also.
Yeah.
Like, no, none of that. My pairing's this. I'm going to select the most optimal one. You got to decide before you get your pairings.
Yeah. So. It's at Board Bard Games on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, by the way, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make the winners shop for each other. So
yeah, so this is going to be, normally we buy the prize support ahead of time, but we did this last year for our doubles tournament and people really seemed to like it. So you basically take the Cascadia tabletop credit card and you get to go pick.
We have a credit card?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do. Yeah.
I'm the guarantor for it. So
I don't know what that means, Chuck. Card. I don't work at the bank.
It means that I'm the one who's ultimately personally responsible for it. So
you work at the bank. You can just erase it from the records.
That's not how banking works. You know nothing about.
I don't understand.
He is the bank. Okay.
Yeah, like as far as we, Chuck, I know what happens is when you go around.
It's like a monopoly.
Bank gives you $200. That's why I walk around my block every night and find $200 from the guy at the corner.
Yeah. You know, like,
what are you doing? Hold on, Tyler, real quick. Connor, what are you doing for $200 of the guy on the corner?
I just give him insulin and tell him it's heroin. Yeah, I don't know how
it probably fucks him. Probably that, fucks
that's,
him up.
Hey, that, right? That's probably like a bad deal for you with the current prices.
No, I give him like it depends on the vial. Like if I give him
he probably goes to Canada to get it anyways.
Yeah, yeah, I mean like stuff's not that expensive. You know, like you can not have a house and buy it. So like you can't not have a house and buy insulin generally very easily. So.
Yeah. So anyways, in the show notes, we'll have the link for that. We got a couple spots left. There's only a few. I think we've got like
there's
like
four spots open. Left.
Four or five. Yeah. So, BCP. It's going to be a good time. Our doubles tournament's always a good time. We should have some interesting board layouts for people to play on.
Maybe the new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, sign up at Best Coast Pairings. You can find it in our Discord. Also, quick little hater moment. Discourse miniatures on YouTube. You fucking suck if you're watching this.
Discourse miniatures?
Yeah, absolutely. She fucking sucks.
Who's Discourse miniatures on YouTube?
I'm not hating on the woman right now. I just want to make that clear.
No, you should. Okay. She fucking sucks. Her videos suck and her opinions suck. So,
I know Discourse miniatures. Yeah,
absolutely. Join us on our Discord for all the fun stuff, including the painting challenge that I issued tonight about the jeweler for the Red Corsairs. You know, so first tier, I'll post it up next week in the Discord on there. We love you. Good night.